And that brings me to a actually crucial question that I have. I'm sure you're aware, Joel, of the Princeton study about loss of democracy in our country. I don't know if it's actually loss. It's they measure and they say, gee, what the citizens want doesn't really matter, but what the elite want, it has a very clear correlation to what our government does. I was just reviewing that this past day and just kind of amazed at the very clear thinking, the way that they measured this. They conclude that we're not a democracy anymore. And maybe what we're moving more towards is something maybe feudalism. You know, the serfs just have to do their job and they have to have good character, as you were just pointing out. They have to be obedient and follow the laws, but they're serving the interests of a certain very thin slice of the population. Do you see some hope of actually making it not go in that direction?
Yeah, it's a terrific study, and we're having more and more evidence that the wealthy in the United States are speaking with a thunderous voice that gets listened to in terms of policy and in terms of laws changing to their benefit, while the poor in the country are losing more and more voice. They never had much to begin with, and the gap is getting larger and larger, and it's a vicious cycle, because as the wealthy control more of politics and its outcomes, we get laws that further entrench the ability of the wealthy to set policy and to set laws. And that, I think, in some sense, is exactly why I see this kind of education that I describe in this book, What Kind of Citizen? Educating Our Children for the Common Good, that's the subtitle, so important, is to push back on those trends. And I think that it is possible to start moving things in the other direction, but it will take concerted effort and some work. But I think that schools is one of the important places we need to start that work.